Now, we have spoken to Dave Manier, who's been speaking about some projects he's involved with, helping people regain confidence, usually over the age of 50. One of them was Active Plus. Now, John is involved with Active Plus. Just first of all, tell me, what is Active Plus?
It's an organisation set up by Tim Cox to help over 50s who are living in social isolation, also combat veterans, some may be suffering from PTSD and other illnesses associated to the service, and it's available to members of the public who have no connection at all to the services. So,
And what happens? What goes on with Active Plus? What happens to help people get their confidence?
We do problem-solving exercises with them. Basically, everything we do is targeted at team building, giving personal confidence back to them, because a lot turn up, honestly, thinking, I don't know where this is going or where it's going to help me. But we've got quite a high, I think it's 90% sort of attendance, and 60% have benefited by getting back into the community, finding jobs, volunteering, and going on to other things rather than going back into their isolation.
Okay, so just tell me about some of those stories or an instance which has inspired you from the people you've been dealing with.
Yeah, on one of the first courses that we did, there was, I say a young man, because he was over 50, but he had no confidence whatsoever. And during I think it was on the second lesson, he'd been asked to go for a job interview, and we managed to build his confidence up to such a level that he not only attended the interview, but through being taught body language techniques, which I showed him from experience, because one of my past jobs was working as an interrogator, and although that sounds a bit sinister, basically it's body language and getting the information you want and getting over what you want. Anyway, as a result, he got the job. So he was a success, one of the ones that I personally dealt with.
And if you were going to give people a tip about regaining their confidence, what is the main thing you would say to them?
It's possible. Just don't give in, because that is the biggest stumbling block. People do give in and think that it's unreachable. I did. And it took getting involved and going out and actually finding active. Well, they found me, to be honest. And it's just from waking up in the morning, just don't give in. Just have a positive, try to have a positive attitude. With PTSD, that's difficult. But it's still possible.
So you've got some new things you're doing with Active Plus, some new project areas. Just tell me about some of those.
Yeah, we're actually going on to do personal security and security awareness for anyone who feels they require it. Initially, I wrote the course up for gap year students who are probably going to be travelling overseas for the first time. But it can be applied to anyone, retirees who are probably unsure about travel, for business people that are going to hostile areas, etc. So it's not just for building the confidence, it's to give them usable skills and insight from having been in those sort of areas and regions. Also, we're going to be running not so much survival courses, but life skill courses, sort of very basic survival courses, which are aimed at, again, anyone who wishes to attend. From one course we're going to do is for some school children, which may grow and actually become something that we can move on through other schools, and to PTSD sufferers, ex-military and non-military people that wish to attend. Again, all aimed at boosting their sort of confidence and giving them the ability to sort of have their personal security confidence and to travel, and not be afraid of travelling.